Okay, yay, there we are. We are live. We are in this sacred conversation. Welcome to the Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival. I am Abiola Abrams, and I'm excited to introduce this sister friend who I feel so connected with, although we've been like volleying and trying to connect for so long. Spring Washam, hello, my beautiful goddess sister.
Hello, beautiful goddess. So happy to finally get to partner with you and share in this amazing work together.
I am too. I am too. If you all are just meeting Spring for the first time, she is the author of The Spirit of Harriet Tubman, Awakening from the Underground, a very powerful book where she is channeling Harriet's ancestral wisdom, strength, fortitude, resilience, all of the above. So before we get into that, share with people a little bit of where it's International Women's Day, who you are and what your background is.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to celebrate all the amazing women who are doing work in the world, who are channels, who are on the front line. So yeah, it could be that, Women's Day every day, the goddesses, the divine mother, and give thanks to that. But yeah, I started off as like a Dharma teacher, studying Buddhism and leading retreats and Vipassana retreats, embodiment, and healing through meditation and yoga. And that evolved into creating a big community in Oakland. And then I began to write books about exactly, strength, courage, and wisdom, how to find that, especially now. We're going to have to find our power. I mean, there's a lot coming, and our connection to the divine, our connection to our ancestors. This is really the work that I'm trying to put forth in the world. How do we let go? How do we heal? Also, do a lot of work with sacred medicines. I'm also a healer. So a big part of my work is also helping people heal these ancestral wounds and traumas. So for many years, I was leading retreats in South America, focused on deep healing work, deep trauma. And so that is really what, I'm just here to be a conduit for compassion and healing and love and community. I mean, this is what we're all building now, right? The beloved community. And so this is my thing.
That is so beautiful. I love the trajectory of your journey, and it's so interesting. It's all different faces really of the same thing, of helping to bring more love and more peace and more understanding into the world. When I first learned about your work, it was actually through Mateo, who shared with me that he was like, he's like, Spring is an amazing transcendental meditation teacher. And then Patty told me about the work that you were doing with Harriet. And so I was hearing from, people in our circle, in our community, about the power and the magic and the beauty of what you have been creating. And so what was your journey? I want to know, like, how did my question that came to me was, how did Harriet first contact you? But then I didn't know if that was the right question. So how did you first connect and contact Harriet then?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say this relationship with this ancestor is so, it has shocked me. It is taking me on a journey. It continues to unfold. I continue to understand and grow in this relationship. So that's what I really think it is. It's more, not so much as like channeling, but it's a conversation. The book was a conversation with Harriet. And it was out of the blue. I mean, of course, I loved Harriet Tubman. Every year, Black History Month, we'd be like, yay, Harriet Tubman. I wasn't obsessed with Harriet Tubman. I was like everybody else, deep reverence to the conductor, one of the most powerful conductors on the underground. Who doesn't bow down to that? It really happened, honestly, out of the blue in 2020, a week before George Floyd died. I was in a state, as so many of us were, of just, I was like in the fetal position with all the shootings and California wildfires and the election and everything. I was just overwhelmed by all the violence, and I didn't know how, honestly, to lead my community. Everybody was calling me. I was the leader of this Oakland community, and I just got just unraveled into my own trauma, as so many people were triggered very deeply during that time. And in a deep period of prayer, asking the universe, what am I to do now? You know, all of my plans got washed away. All I was planning on moving actually to South America, everything was halted. And it was in this period of deep prayer and doing fire rituals, all of a sudden, Harriet showed up in this visionary dream. I talk about it in the very first chapter of the book. I say, Harriet rescued me. And I was running in terror. And all of a sudden, I realized I'm holding on to something. My hands were burning. And I remember feeling like, what is this? You know, and I could feel like Nazis and slave energies and chains and horses. And I was running for my life. And it was in that moment that I realized I was holding on to something. And it was back of Harriet Tubman's dress. I know. And that's where the journey really started. And then from that moment on, it was like Harriet Tubman's spirit was with me in my dreams, visuals of her life, feeling her energy, feeling her holding my hand. I would started listening to gospel music and praying up all night. I had a hard time sleeping during that time. And then that shooting happened. I mean, that murder happened, and all these other shootings right on the heels of that. And I was like, Harriet, please guide me out of this. How do I, you know, my own internal trauma and darkness that I felt surrounded in, but give me the power to figure out how to be a leader right now and hold space for family members who are unraveling, community members. We all know that period, because if you are any kind of leader, or you have to be the guide, right? And to kind of, say something, speak up, you know, support what was happening. And that's how it started. It all began to unfold, and that led to me putting up at everybody at that time was doing what? A Zoom class. I thought, I'll just throw up a Zoom
That's
class.
right. I remember you doing a circle. You were doing a Harriet circle. Yes.
I just put it out, and it went viral. Hundreds of people showed up on the Zoom. And what started out as a 5-week class became a 5-month kind of journey. And we ended up calling it the Church of Harriet, and it continued to grow and grow and grow. And then, of course, I, unbeknownst to me, our publisher Patty was one of the people in the Zoom room and thought, you have to write about this. I never wanted to write about this. I tried to get out of this. I begged. I was like, Harriet, I can't write about this experience. No, I'm not a scholar, you know. So again, we sometimes get these tasks that are soul contracts, but I tried, I cried, I begged, I kicked. I felt in no way was I the person who should tell the story or share. I was like, call Ta-Nehisi Coates, call Angela Davis, call, you know,
She's
anybody else.
calling you. No, she was calling you.
And I still bow down, and the mystery of that calling continues to unfold. And it's why I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now. If you would have asked me a couple of years ago about living in the South, I'm like, the South? No, I'm a California person, but now I'm on a whole nother journey of the South and you know, traveling around the South in Mississippi, Alabama, like reaching out to people here. So my journey with Harriet is, I'm still processing it. It's at the beginning of something. I thought it was over, but it just started really.
Oh my goodness. You know, as you said, you know, you moved recently to the South, and I was shocked when we talked about this, you know, a little bit earlier, yeah. because for me, you are Oakland, you are California, like that is so
much,
you know, a part of your energy, but we don't know where spirit will need us. And when we're true teachers, healers, guides, as you are, you know, we are here to be used as a vessel, you know, as a for healing and for empowerment and transformation and evolution for the world, really. And so thank you for answering that calling. I will share with my beautiful goddess circle that, you know, with the incredible work that Goddess Spring does, she's just like, you know, she didn't know if we could talk about this at all, because she was wondering if it was a little bit too out there. And I told her, I said, no, we're an out there circle. And so just so that you know that you are in exactly the right place, Spring, my next book that is coming out in May, From Imagination to Reality, is The Channeled Wisdom of Abdullah, who was a rabbi, a Black Ethiopian rabbi 100 years ago, that taught a lot of the fundamental teachers in the New Thought movement. So you're in exactly the right place. And I thank you. I thank you so much for channeling this wisdom, for being a vessel. You know that our great ancestor, Harriet Tubman, knew that she could call on and enlist as one of her sacred soldiers on this journey. Like so many people said here in the comments, I have been obsessed with Harriet Tubman,
yes.
work and who she is. And so I thank you. So what is, if you could think of like one main thing that Ms. Tubman wants us to know, what is that?
Well, I think if I was to narrow it down, really, and first of all, to just also say that so many people have also been feeling Harriet Tubman, connecting to Harriet, seeing Harriet in the dreams. And this is part of her message, is like, I am still a conductor on the underground, but I'm on the light underground. I'm on the inner underground. I'm through consciousness now. Yes. You can meet me in consciousness, right? I'm no longer conducting a physical journey, right? These hundreds of miles, I'm conducting now in the heart, the mind. You can catch me. I can help you. I can get you from A to Z, wherever you need to go, through whatever battles you have. And through this period, I think that's coming up, that's going to be more tumultuous, mm-hmm. that's going to be potentially even violent coming up. Harriet's like, I am here and I can speak to you. So many people reach out to me and they tell me, I felt Harriet. And I'm just, my book is just an affirmation for those people. Like Harriet's like, just help me connect. That's all that book is about, is saying what you're feeling is absolutely true. Harriet is with you. She's conducting. We're on this journey. And now is the spiritual one. We're already free on the outer level, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's the work of internal chains and bondage and not knowing who we are. And that's the work that Harriet was helping me understand in the book, that she's already liberated, right? Yes. She's already already free. She was like, they couldn't even keep me unfree when I was born into slavery. I knew I was free, right? And so, and also to elevate Mama Harriet to the level of a prophet and a saint. She is more than just some slave woman got hit on the head and had some visions. This is somebody who is deeply wise, deeply prophetic. And as I was writing the book, the reveal of that depth of wisdom was so astounding. And I tried to capture it all in the 12 chapters to just give voice to that. But we're talking about an awakened being here. We're talking about someone who still feels, and according to the Harriet's view, I'm here for you. Hmm. I am here. So call on Harriet. Call. You already are. The people who know this are getting goosebumps because they're already feeling her.
Full body goosebumps. Full body goosebumps. And I have said for years, you know, the folks who know me know that I've said, for years, you know, like, I don't know if she's, you know, my bloodline ancestor, but I feel her so deeply. So I love that you explained it in that way. Mm-hmm. You, before we came on the call, you shared that you just shared that the work that you're doing with Harriet has now brought you to the South. And I asked, are you open to talking about that now? And you said yes. So can you tell us a little bit now about what this evolution of the work is and what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I think a big shifting point was that I was really focused on moving to South America in 2020. I was going to move to Costa Rica, my other favorite place, you know, just because of the nature. But Harry was like, no, you need to, you know, go to the South and we need to elevate our people, elevate them to know who they are with this message. Harriet resonates because it's such a story. It's like when it's our greatest heroic ancestor of America. You know, this is an American ancestor, right? Born here, lived through the struggle, understands this suffering of racism, like from and all the battles and all the, you know, politics of the time, right? So I came here and a good friend of mine who lives here, we're going to start a church and it's based on this ancestor. So I'm calling it Spirit Underground, meaning, you know, we're underground, but we're on the spiritual plane now. We're working with consciousness, liberating of the mind. And this has been my life's work, even with studying Buddhism, right? What is enlightenment? What is awakening? What are we not seeing? Your work too, right? This expansion. We're more than our traumas. We're more than these bodies. There's more going on than this 3D world too, right? This is the universe. And so the church is going to be sort of a mystical church, right? Pulling on. And I want you to come to that. I was like, you're already in it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Go ahead.
And that's sort of what we're doing. And we're the Spirit Underground. We see it as a living lineage. All these people that were on that were supporting the Underground Railroad, all these prophetic people, like the channeling work that you're doing with the Ethiopian woman, this incredible wisdom, everything's being channeled. And we see these beings as in a spirit world, and they're trying to reach us. And to give us information that, you know, we're ready now, though. We weren't ready before that. The veils were, now they're thin. They were too thick before. We couldn't feel and see and interact and bring this information through, right? But now, this is what our church is about. You know, it's like, it's kind of like Magical Negroes. That's a movie out right now. So that's why I said it's like really mystical, and Harriet's sort of our guiding life, and so is Dr. King, and so is Sojourner, and so is all these prophetic Black liberated people that couldn't express the fullness because the times were different. But now we can hear them, we can see them, we can learn.
This is magnificent. This is all praises and love and protection for you for this sacred work that you are doing. Thank you. Thank you for allowing yourself to be used by the ancestors. Thank you for allowing yourself to be a vessel for our greater transformation and healing. Thank you. This is wonderful and amazing and courageous work.
Correct. Yeah, it's a little bit, I kind of feel like I'm driving into the storm, you know, like a little bit with just the energies that are around and all the suppression and what could potentially unfold with elections and all this stuff. But at the same time, our people are strong. And
yes, I was going to say, please, we are the storm. We are the storm.
Exactly.
I am the storm. We are the storm. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. And so how can people support you if they want to support your work or your journey? I mean, at the most basic level, they could go please and get her book. So while you are getting your Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck, make sure to get the Spirit of Harriet Tubman, Awakening from the Underground. What else can they do to either support or be a part or participate?
Well, I feel like, yeah, I feel like our communities are so connected with all of this incredible goddess work that you are doing and what you're bringing through, the African goddesses, the wisdom of these rites and initiations. I just think, like, let's just all be in community as we're healing ourselves and we're awakening our power. But, you know, people will be able to join me through my website. I'll be beginning to, you know, put a whole bunch of different events focused on the communities here in the South, you know, starting in Atlanta, but, you know, going out farther. And just, you know, it's an invitation to everybody who is feeling this shift in themselves. Our ancestors are talking to us. And it, one thing Harriet said, you better believe they can hear every word, Spring. They are right there. And so for us to keep learning how to tap into that, how to honor that, how to collaborate. I think this is the word, is collaborate with these great spirits that care deeply about us and our well-being and in our liberation.
Yes. Yes. So you have not been abandoned. We are not alone.
No.
Far from it. When will the church open?
So right now we're in the process of getting all of our documentation. We've actually founded the church, and then we have a nonprofit that'll go with it, Spirit Underground Liberation Project, where we're going to land. And so we'll be able to do all these things. I'd say in the next three to six months, you know, next couple of months, I'll start putting out events. And we're just calling all the mystics with all their wisdom, the channelers, the mystics, the magic makers, the queens, the goddesses, you know, and we need to anchor this energy together. It's so powerful. I get chills thinking about your work. Your book was so beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go through this whole journey of just understanding all of these messages. So thank you for also bringing through. You are a light conduit, and that's obvious.
Thank you, goddess. Thank you. Deep bow to you. If you are watching this and you want to keep in touch with Goddess Spring, she's not on social media as much as she used to be, but they can.
I'm going to start.
They can go to springwasham.com. Mm-hmm. And what is your Instagram or where on social media can they best connect?
Yeah, and I do post on Instagram, but I'm going to start doing more documenting our journey here. But Springwasham, at Springwasham. So, okay. And I'll be sharing more.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for this conversation. You have beautiful for the new moon. So, you know, you have given us wealth and abundance and prosperity today. Happy International Women's Day, everyone. Happy new moon and happiness and joy to great ancestor Harriet and her conduit, Goddess Spring. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. And I will talk to y'all soon. Bye. Yay.
Thank you, honey. Okay, that's a love.